The Ship That Came Back. In 1628, the Swedish warship Vasa was the most magnificent ship ever built. It had 64 bronze cannons, sculptures of lions and warriors, and paint of red and gold. The king himself had demanded it be bigger and more impressive than any ship in the world. On August 10, it sailed out of Stockholm Harbor on its very first voyage. It sank within minutes. A gust of wind hit the ship. It tilted so far that water poured in through the open cannon ports. It sank in 110 feet of water, in full view of thousands of spectators. The ship had been built top-heavy, with too many cannons on too high a deck. Engineers had warned the king, but the king wanted what he wanted. For 333 years, the Vasa sat in the cold, dark water of the harbor. Then, in 1961, a team of divers and engineers raised it to the surface. The cold Baltic water had preserved the ship almost perfectly. The wood hadn't rotted, the carvings were still intact. Today, the Vasa sits in a museum in Stockholm, one of the most complete 17th century ships ever recovered. You can walk around it and see the lion figureheads, the bronze cannons, even the sailors' belongings preserved for three centuries. The king who demanded more cannons and taller decks is forgotten. The ship he sank is still teaching people what happens when you want something so badly that you stop listening.